The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning, and you're all very welcome to our Connect Sunday service. It's a wet day among what has been mostly nice days. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have good weather. I don't know. But I hope you're all having a good summer. Have you been enjoying the Olympics at all? Have you been watching it? No. Anyone watch the swimming?
Yes.
With Jack?
Yes.
He did well, didn't he?
Yes.
That was good. Yeah, it's been lovely. It's been lovely to watch him. So, some notices coming up this Tuesday evening. Sorry, folks. This Tuesday evening, we've got Grow at 7:30 p.m. It's a series of films or videos we've been watching. And it's all, they were made by the diocese, and the theme is all church growth. And it's been very stimulating. Excellent conversations have been coming out of it. At 2 p.m., that's 2 p.m. on Wednesday this week, there's the ladies' friendship group. On Thursday, 7 p.m., we have Zoom prayers. And next Sunday, 9 a.m., Holy Communion, 11 a.m., Holy Communion, and 7 p.m., a service of Compline. Now, a couple of bits and pieces of information on, let's say, on the 14th of August, Wednesday, 2 p.m., 14th of August, we've got the last of our three Capturing Our Parish History sessions with Paul Clements. And I think there's been a lot of good stories that have come out of that. So that's Capturing Our Parish History with the author Paul Clements, 2 p.m., Wednesday, 14th of August. And that's in good time, but looking forward towards our 100th anniversary coming up soon. On the Sunday, can you show me the soup? Yes, Sunday the 15th of September, there's a soup lunch after the church service. Who's organising that? Can we call it Super Sunday, or is that too... It's fine. I was just thinking. It's lovely. So come along, and that's just for our diaries in advance. Is there a cost, a recommended donation? Fine. So exclusive Super Sunday on the 15th. There's a sign up list at the back. There will be a sign up list at the back of the church, and there'll be a suggested donation, and that will be a lovely day. So thank you. Now, out of our Grow conversations on Tuesday nights, some people in the church have formed, and it's through natural groups, people that would meet together naturally, they formed prayer cells, groups of three, groups of four, and we're thinking if people in the church would like to get together with friends or get together with other people in the congregation to pray at a time that suits you, at a frequency that suits you, we would suggest maybe the group be no bigger than five because it can get a wee bit unwieldy. But we're putting the idea out there for people to form informal prayer cells to pray for growth in the church, to pray for the young people, to pray for the community. And if you would like to do that, just let it happen organically. Meet with people and pray together. If you would like to do it, but you're not quite sure how to approach people, give me a shout, give Jono a shout, and we can help you with that. So those are the things that are happening over the next wee while in our church. Let's begin our service with a prayer, and the words that you need will be on the board. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today, and that each person would be open to hearing your word and would respond in loving obedience. Amen. Let's stand if you're able, and we'll sing together, Give Me Oil in My Lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp, give me oil.
Please take your seats. We come to our point in our service when we bring ourselves to God in openness and in frankness and in confession. So before we pray together, let's have a moment's quiet and then we'll open ourselves to God in prayer. Father, you come to meet us when we return to you. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, you died on the cross for us. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, you give us life and peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we accept your loving forgiveness. Amen. 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 Let's stand and sing together, "The Lord's My Shepherd." And during this song, Sunday school can go out. Thank you, Mark. Please take your seats. Our Bible reading today is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, and beginning at verse 24. Another parable Jesus put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while the man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came to him. Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servants said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, in case while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. This is the word of the Lord. We're going to sing again together, and I'm going to invite you to stay seated during this song. We're going to sing Ancient of Days. Come to that point in the service where we can freely declare our faith in God. And we remind ourselves that all over the world there are people who would love to be able to stand and do this, but it would be at their own risk. People are not free to worship. So as we stand together and declare our faith in God, we also thank God for our freedom to do this. Let's stand together. We believe in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sing together, Be Still. Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in ways that we can't understand, you are with us in this space. And as you are with us, help us to grow, help us to learn, and would you nourish us with your presence. Amen. Please take your seats. A few days ago, I bought a spider plant from Homebase. Could have been B&Q, other places exist, but it was Homebase. And I like a spider plant. The leaves are so sharp, so long, and it seems to sit there and say, look at me, all outstretched and proud. My cat also likes the spider plant. It shows its appreciation in a different way. I like to look at it. The cat likes to chew it. And so within a couple of days, the spider plant's saying, look at me, and it's just completely ruined. I read somewhere that if you offer the cat an alternative, cat grass, for example, and you put it nearby the spider plant, that it will distract the cat and the cat will no longer chew on your spider plant, but it will go for that. Hands up if you think that will work. One person thinks that will work. Okay, well, look, I'm going to give it a go, and I will tell you how it goes. But I've got two little pots that need potted here. Can I have two volunteers who would like to come up and help pot some of these seeds? Okay. I need two, but right, the person who believes it will work, you come and take your seat. Yeah. Any other person? Right. None of... Right. Right. Have a seat. He said he was actually thinking of catnip, so in truth, he doesn't think cat grass is going to work. So this is what we're going to do. If you grab one of those pots each, you've got each got a wee container. Grab one each. And these are the instructions. Take my glasses off. Right. Instruction number one, I've done this already. It says, while holding the lid securely in place, it asks you to turn the thing upside down and poke holes in the bottom. Now, I've done that already because I didn't know who was going to come up and I didn't know if they could be trusted with sharp objects. So we're all right. Yeah. So now it says remove the lid. So take your thing. The holes are already there. So flip it back the right way around and remove the lid. Spread, give it a wee shake and spread the seeds over the top. All of them. Trust the process. That's it. Are you all right? There you go. Right, spread it all over the top.
Is there milk?
No. All right, okay. Yeah. I was thinking that because I thought he is milking this. Right. Okay, now it says push them, push the seeds into the mixture. That's it. And then it says add 2 ounces of water. What's 2 ounces of water in real money? Any cooks? Don't know. Right, that's mixed in. Pour from the container, pour a bit of water to so it's wet at the top. You'll need to unscrew the top. That'll do, and then the other one. Good. And then last instruction, put the lid back on, and then you see that tray? Put water in the tray and rest them in the water so it soaks up from the bottom. Perfect. And that's you. Is there anything else to do? No, we've got to, when it's all wet through, I've got to put it in a dark cupboard and leave it for 2 or 3 days and then only take it out the cupboard when it starts to sprout. And the next time I speak to you about this, the spider plant will be completely, utterly protected. The cat will no longer bite it. And this will be doing the job. Is there anything else we can do now? Now this is planted. It's done, isn't it?
Yes.
We've got to just leave it. So can I say thank you to you two? Can we give them a round of applause? So what these two gentlemen have done is they've put the seeds in place, and it seems very, very obvious, but they put the seeds in place. They've given it the water. They've given it the conditions that the seeds need. And now all they can do is walk away. I'm just going to
do that. Because
they left a bit of a mess behind them. And we're going to use that. We're going to use that for offering later on, if I can catch the eye of the wardens. Right. So they've got the seeds in there. Their job is done. All we can do now is wait. Now, I'm very, very confident that there's going to be growth. But that's completely out of my hands. Like wild plants, the ones we call weeds, but are actually often very beautiful. Like wild plants or weeds, the kingdom of God will only ever grow. People worry, oh no, that things are declining, we're no longer a Christian country, if we ever were. The kingdom of God will only ever grow. Church numbers, in some ways, don't have anything to do with it. The body of Christ will grow like wildfire globally, regardless of denomination. Growth belongs to God, but God loves his gardeners, and that's us. He listens to them, and he hears their prayers. And it's very similar to a gardener cultivating plants in a particular garden or in a particular pot. The growth is going to happen, but God listens when we ask for growth in a particular place. There's a relationship between the gardener and that wild, raw, instinctive, that's not the right word, but that basic growth that will happen. Church growth is a sign of good health. And if we want part of this wild and natural growth of the kingdom of God to occur with us within St. Finian's Church, we need to be gardeners. We need to make specific cultivating plans as gardeners, as co-workers with God. And we need to ask God to bless our specific plans. Churches that want growth need to get their hands in the soil to prepare it. They need to sow the seed, nurture it, and be praying, always praying. And then always praying. And churches who want growth need to take a risk. They need to say, this is what we're going to ask God for. They need to say it aloud, even at the risk of looking silly when things don't go the way we think they're going to go. But when it comes to taking risks or asking God for things, I'm from the camp that would rather ask and look silly than not ask at all. And I would imagine that most of us are the same. We'd rather be on the side of asking and giving things a go and asking God to grow us than just not asking at all. So, one of the ways we're going to suggest that we look at growth and look for growth in this congregation is to put on a service where we ask new people in. We open our doors, we say to people, come on in, hear the good news that Christ has to offer, and then stay with us week by week as members of our worshiping congregation. Come and join our friendship groups. Come and be with us. On the 22nd of September, that's 1 week after Super Sunday, we're going to have you don't have to call it that, by the way. I don't want to hijack your soup. We are going to have a welcoming service. The 11 o'clock service will be a service that is open to new people. And the content of the service, we're going to direct it at people who don't normally come to church, for whom church is an unfamiliar thing. And we're going to make them welcome. Everyone who is on our books, if you like, is going to be given an envelope. It'll be sent to you. We'll ask for help distributing. You're going to have an envelope. Inside the envelope is a letter to you, reminding you of what we're doing. And inside the envelope, there'll be two invitations on coloured paper. And it will say, Dear, and you're going to write the name of the people you're going to give it to. From, you're going to sign it at the bottom. And everyone's going to have two letters that they can give to somebody. And what you can do is you can start praying now. Who should I give these to? And I can start praying now. Who should I give these to? People who are not in our congregation. And we want to welcome them in. And that morning will begin at 10 in the morning. After we'll have the 9 o'clock communion service. Then at 10 in the morning, we'll have this place ready. And we're going to have bacon butties for everyone. For people in the congregation and for their guests. And this is where we have to ask God for something specific. And we have to risk making ourselves look a bit foolish. If you're going to have bacon butties, you need to know how many baps you're going to buy. It's very, very basic. You're going to need how many kilograms or whatever of bacon you're going to buy. So what I want us to do is to have a think. This Sunday, I don't know if anyone's counted the how many we have here now. Probably around, has it been counted yet? No, around 70. Last Sunday was about the same. I looked back in the preacher's book. September, the last Sunday in September last year, there was 110. The year before that was a bit less. The year before that, you're getting into COVID. So our Sunday morning services, we're looking at around, averaging around, what should we say, around 90 people, maybe a bit more. If we're giving out invites, and if we're asking God for more people, what should we ask God for? Should we ask God for 90 people? That's who we have already, and maybe a couple of extra. Or shall we pray and ask God for a larger number? I don't mind you thinking about it, but if you have any thoughts, and I am putting you on the spot a bit, if you have any thoughts, feel free to shout them out. I have a rough number in my head, but I'd be interested to know what anyone thinks. Because it's a risky thing to do, to say, let's ask God for, and then say a number.
95.
I like your style. You're hedging your bets. But we might be able to do 95 on a normal Sunday. What about 150? What about if we were to ask God for 150 people on that particular Sunday? Do you think that would be too much?
Too little.
Too little? Okay. What are you thinking?
Too much.
Too much? Is it a bit of a risk? Do you think we'd have wasted baps and wasted bacon? You hate it. It's strange, isn't it? When you have to think, what are we going to do? Is it too much to ask God for that many people? Can God do that? Are we making ourselves look stupid? This conversation is being recorded online. Are we going to look back in 3 months' time and people are going to say, oh, you know, that was silly asking for that? I think that if we're going to grow and we're going to ask God to bring new people, if we're going to give out invitations, if we're willing to do that, I think we're going to have to be willing to ask God for more than we're used to. And it might be something that we're not used to doing. But if we want to grow, and I'm presuming that as a congregation we do want to grow, because if we don't grow, numbers are only going to get smaller. If we want the people in the community around us to know the joy of living a relationship with the Lord Jesus, we have to reach out. God takes care of the growth, and the growth in the kingdom of God will happen. It will only ever happen. Unless we're saying God isn't a God who is alive and God isn't a God who grows, the kingdom of God will only ever grow. It's down to congregations to decide, do we want to be a part of it or not? And if the kingdom of God is going to grow and we want to be a part of it, he's going to call on us to take some risks. So I'm going to be buying for 150. And if there's leftovers, he'll eat them. But there's no point in asking for growth and not preparing for growth and not being ready for if those people came in. In Messy Church, we've had kids coming out of nowhere, just coming into the building. And we've had Friday mornings where we've had to send somebody in the car to run down to Tesco's to get more food because we literally have run out of stuff. When we asked God for more children, and he gave us more children. We asked God for growth, for nurturing, and for people to join our congregation. I'm firmly of the belief that if we ask, he will grow us. It might not be quick. It might not be as much as 150 all in one go. But why not ask? Why not ask? He says, if God in heaven loves us and we ask him for good things, he's not going to give us a scorpion. He's not going to give us things that are bad for us. If we ask in his name, I'm willing to look stupid and say we ask for 150. And if God doesn't answer the prayer then we'll do it again. And we'll do it again. As the Bible says, just keep praying, keep praying. The Lord's Prayer was a prayer that was given for us to pray every day, not once at the beginning of the week. So as a congregation, let's prepare the soil. Let's ready ourselves for growth. And let's make new room for new people that we're asking God for. And let's make provision for them. And when new people come in, last Sunday we had a new couple come in because they'd found us online. And they just wandered in because they thought the church looked nice. And I think one or two people were able to speak with them. When new people come in, it's absolutely every one of our responsibility to say, hello, nice to see you. Hope you can come back, and to introduce yourselves to them. Let's sow seeds and invite people. Let's explicitly invite people to our church. The only reason we wouldn't explicitly invite people to our church is if we didn't want them in our church. And that's, nobody thinks that. And let's do it with the confidence that when they arrive, they will be welcomed. They will be greeted well. And let's pray before, during, and after this period of time. Let's pray specific prayers for specific things. And let's ask God to answer our prayers. The kingdom of God is about growth. It will only ever grow. And as people hear the good news of Christ and choose to be his disciples, it can only grow. And for us, our question is, do we want in on what's happening? Do we want some of that to be in our church? Let's have a moment's quiet, and then let's pray. Heavenly Father, our prayers this week are purposefully narrow and focused, specific and simple. We're planning a service where we will open our doors to new people in order to share the gospel. And we're praying to you specifically for this service. Be with us as we distribute envelopes to all of our members. Be with our members as they give out these invitations to their friends and neighbors and family members, those who are not in a church. And help us as we take this opportunity to share the good news of your kingdom and to welcome people in to the lovely place that St. Finian's is. Help those involved with planning of the service, so that room will be made for your Spirit to open people's hearts to your Son. And if we buy and make practical arrangements for 150 people, don't make a liar of us. Don't make a liar of me. We're asking you for growth. And we're being very open. And it might be that some of us are not sure that that will happen. Be with us as a congregation. Teach us to pray and teach us to trust. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we take a moment's quiet and we give to you the countries and the people of Israel, Gaza, and the surrounding region. We give to you Russia, Ukraine, and the surrounding regions. And we need your good news, and we need your mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for Bishop David, and we pray for Jonathan, our rector. And we pray for our brothers and sisters who are worshiping you worldwide today. Heavenly Father, there's news, constant news, coming out of church leaders in our church tradition who have been misusing and abusing their powers in the church. Would you please bring justice? Would you please bring humility? And would you bring wholeness and healing and strength of voice to those who have been damaged? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the streets of Belfast yesterday and around the country, there has been violence as people have been speaking out against and protesting the fact that there are immigrants in our cities. Heavenly Father, you are a God of mercy. You are a God of peace. And you are a God of justice. Would you bring peace to the city of Belfast and the other cities in around the country that are going through this horrible time? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and those who are coming to the end of this phase of life. We pray for the bereaved in our care. And we pray for the peace of your presence and the good news to spread like a flood. And we pray that St. Finian's Church will be a central part of your growth. We gather our prayers together as we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let's stand together, if you're able, and let's sing the offertory hymn, My Heart is Filled with Thankfulness. as we stand together, let's prepare ourselves to go out as God's people. We go into the world. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The God of hope, the God of growth, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is one and wants us to be one with him. May he give us the authority to love and serve and spread the gospel in his name. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all and those whom you love, now and forever. Amen. Our closing hymn is In Christ Alone. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.